make it up as I go.
You only got one M, Mark. This is Tony Shava, your Jive As Alien with
Beth the Death.
Oh, shoot. I forgot how hardcore her moniker was. Beth the Death.
And be a metal singer.
Yeah.
Beth, that's all you say, just Beth the Death.
Beth the Death. Beth the Death.
Yeah. Well, no, you just do the whole song just.
Well, that's all metal.
Yeah, like people don't know
metal,
what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like death metal sounds like people are just burping in the microphone, you know?
Well, I hear like, you know, sometimes they're just saying like a cake recipe, you know?
Two words, beep, beep, beep.
I mean, it worked for Tool.
It worked for Tool, yeah.
Well, you know, speaking of metal mash music, just yesterday I was watching Metapocalypse, whatever it's called.
Metalocalypse,
that's what it is. It's a lot easier when I see the name than my brain tries to make it up.
But anyway,
I've never got into it.
Just say Death Clock and people will know.
Yeah, that's a lot easier. Yeah, Well, that's for the longest time when that show used to come out, I used to ask people, they're the same thing, right? Death Clock. And then people like,
Metalocalypse is the event that's happening as a result of Death Clock.
Yeah, see, that's where it gets confusing. I think if they were called Death Clock, it would have been a lot easier because this is like the band is the show.
They actually have Death Clock albums you can buy.
Yeah, no, that's good. I've heard a couple. Good. Yeah, I've heard the one. Mermaider, what's that one?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
I remember hearing that on the CDs. You know, back in my day, we listened to music on CDs. None of this streaming stuff. Yeah. Back in the day, you could actually buy music and own it. not nowadays, where you can borrow it for a listen or two. But yes, I'm starting to watch that show, and the music is excellent. That's all you need. You know.
Oh yeah.
One thing about that show that's really cool is
it's very metal.
It's very detailed.
Very metal, yeah, and accurate. When the guitarists are playing, they make sure their fingers are in the right spot.
The fretting is
for the notes that they're playing.
Oh, that's very cool.
The fretting, the drumming, all of it is like done correctly.
So like they animated, I guess, the people playing it or something.
Yeah.
So it matches. Because that's one of my biggest thing when I watch a movie or something, where I'm always like watching the guitar player, the drummer's like, he's not even in the same beat, you know. He's the song's like 5/4 and he's over here doing 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4. That is not how you play that song.
Welcome to my world.
Nitpicking over my man, it's just a cartoon. Can you just enjoy it?
Nope.
It's like, well, it's hard for me to watch action movies because I catch the flaws.
You do that with action movies, you do that with cartoons, and I have to remind you that it's just a cartoon.
The Wonderful World of Gumball should not have to predict nuclear.
There's just part of my brain that catches
you
these things.
You can't turn it off.
Nope. Yeah. There's no off switch. I've tried. I have bludgeoned that bastard with hammers, and he just keeps getting back up.
I had a conversation like that with Gwen because she was analyzing the Super Mario Brothers movie like from her film student, you know,
perspective,
you know, the conflict versus the, you know, conclusion.
When he does the high jump, like it's a 2-short jump and then a backflip, not a 3-short jump and then a backflip.
Well, not like that. It's just like, okay. You know, okay, there's no real conflict. There's no real, you know, growth. And I was like, yeah, but can you just enjoy it for the movie? She's like, no, I can't.
She's sitting there with her notebook and analyzing. You're like,
yeah, she's analyzing the sections, you know, like, you know, introduction, point of no return, conclusion.
The third act brought on way too fast. Like, there's no way they went through the second act that quickly. What happened?
I gotta throw a little shade on Gwenny there. It's like she's nitpicking the Mario movie, but Jurassic World was amazing.
Oh, really? Yeah. You know what? I'm sorry. You would lose all credibility if you were coming at me with that.
I was like, Jurassic World was coming out.
She lost her marbles for Jurassic World.
And she's like, you know, explaining to me the premise of the movie. It's like, it sounds just like Jurassic Park. She's like, no, this is Jurassic World. It's like, no, that is the exact same storyline of Jurassic Park.
Change the character names. And
basically. I found a meme I sent to her the other day. It's like, if I have one toxic flaw, if Jurassic Park became a real thing, I would still go. And she's like, well, yeah.
What's like, you know, the famous comic book guy when he's like, oh, this movie's terrible. Like, I'm only going to watch it 8 more times in theaters. Yeah,
today.
Yeah. I've had that.
Chuck with that one time, too.
I've had that feeling for years where, like, you know, if people complain, like, I can't believe they're making another Star Wars. Like, Well, people are still watching them. So obviously get mad at that people.
Not you had that made. Conversation with some people you work with like a week or two ago. It's like, you want to know why they keep making those movies? Because you keep going to watch them.
Yes.
What movies were they?
Complaining about.
I think it was like some of the Marvel movies. Some recent Marvel movies. Like, well, then stop watching it, dinkus.
Yeah. They were complaining about something.
I mean, I've already made up my mind. I'm not going to finish the live action Avatar. I just don't like it.
The show?
Yeah.
Yeah, they made the live action version of the cartoon.
Well, that's funny. I was going to mention, like, yesterday I started watching it because I'm trying to, you know, three seasons of the cartoon, and I'm sitting there thinking, I was like, you know, let me check out the show and then see how. And I watched the first episode. It's pretty cool. I like the style of it.
It's cool if you weren't an avid.
If you're not an actual fan.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, you know, throw in the same book. It's going to get thrown into the same boat as the new Star Trek movies. They're okay if you've never watched any other Star Trek movie.
If your only knowledge of is this, yeah.
It's like, you know, okay, it's cool that they're not doing a scene-by-scene recreation of the cartoon because that would just be boring.
Yeah.
You know, they changed some things like around. The Lion King movie. But they needed to keep the characters true to the characters. They changed the characters too much.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
They changed how the world shaped around the characters.
Yeah.
Well, like, the character introductions are way too short. You don't get as in-depth a connection to them. So you see them going through all these trials and tribulations, but there's no connection to them. It's like, why do I care what's happening to these people?
Well, so I guess I can make the argument that the show was made for people that like already know the show. You know what I mean? Like, cause they,
that's what I said. I was like, action is for the people who grew up as kids watching Avatar, and they're adults now. But... Yeah. They left out a lot of the stuff that I loved about Avatar.
They cut out stuff that they didn't consider important, but it sort of
it was.
Makes them one-dimensional.
It's like all the humor was gone. And Sokka was way too serious. He was supposed to be the comic relief, and now he's like super serious guy.
He's not nearly as goofy.
Yeah, he's supposed to be goofy. Now he's just, you know, I got to protect my sister.
Well, see, that was kind of my question watching. I only watched the first episode of, like, so in the first episode, you know, the airbenders get slaughtered and he ends up in the ice and he's found, and then Zuko finds him. So, like, in the cartoon, how quick does that happen? Because that, to me, seems way too fast. In the first episode, he already found the Avatar, you know what I mean? He's like, damn.
Well, they find the Avatar in the first episode.
Oh, they do? Okay, so that's
pretty close. They don't cover the slaughtering of the Air Temple people. That comes later. What they did in the live action is like they're getting all the backstory out of the way first, then you meet the characters. Whereas in the cartoon, you met the characters first, and as the series went along, their backstories began to unfold.
So they don't all cross paths immediately, like the sun and the earth. Like, because in this first one, they already all interacted with each other. You know, the fire went to the water people.
They went
to their village they went to,
it's like that all happens at the very beginning, but you don't have to worry about, you know, the Air Temple getting slaughtered and, you know, Sozin's comet and what he plans to do and all that,
because that seemed kind of quick. They slaughtered the people that fast. I was like, damn, okay.
And also I think you said it makes the characters one-dimensional, and I think that's what bothered me about it.
Yeah,
is that they're spending more time on the what and the why and less on the who, because that's what you're there for. Is
you want to get behind these characters, you get invested in them, you want to see them succeed, or
because
you want to hate them, you know, depending on who they were.
Well, like when you guys went kind of in depth that last time, like Zuko. You know, he makes him seem like a complex character, but when
he's complex.
Well, that's what I mean. But I watched the first episode, and he's just like, you know, why is he burnt? There's no context of like why, you know, because of what his dad did to him and all that stuff. You kind of get like, okay, he's on his own trying to find an Avatar, but there's no sympathy for that guy. If you watch the first episode, like, you don't.
Well,
want
that's
him to
how
succeed.
It is in the cartoon too, because you don't learn about how he got burned until
later.
You know,
oh, okay.
a little bit later on. Yeah.
So that's the first couple episodes, he's the villain. You want to hate him, so you need him to be.
So the show did. Okay on that then. Okay.
Yeah. The live action show did Zuko perfectly.
Oh,
yeah. Zuko and Uncle Iroh were spot on.
Yeah.
But everyone else is just kind of.
Yeah, I'm not cheering for Avatar. Like, I'm just kind of like, okay, let's see what he does. You know, this little 8-year-old kid. And, you know, the action scenes were kind of cool. The effects, it didn't look too cheesy. When they were in the water, it looked a little off. And they were like, you know, going around. What's his name? I forgot. Oh, Katara. Mm-hmm. She's the main one, right? Didn't they do a shoot off of her or no? Was that something?
No. That's Legend of Korra.
Korra. Oh, my bad. Yeah, yeah, too many letters for my
knowledge. But Katara, Sokka, and Aang are the main characters.
Yeah, they're little.
And then later on, Toph.
What's it like? Do they sort of buddy up that quickly from the show? Because I mean, by
more or less. Well, Sokka just kind of gets dragged into it because
he doesn't want to.
Yeah, he didn't want to at the beginning. You know, he put up a little fight, but then he's like, "All right, we're going on there." Like it's.
But after a little bit, he kind of like accepts. Okay, now I'm in it to win it.
Well, at first, you know,
wants to protect his sister too.
Yeah, Aang and Katara had a connection right away because Katara saw Aang as her, you know, being the only other bender that she's known in her life, even though it's not a waterbender.
Yeah.
You know, he could be my ticket to learning how to waterbend because she has no one to teach her.
Yeah, see, that's kind of where I was a little confused because I was like, okay, like, you know, it's the water people, but it's like nobody can bend because that's what I thought, like each
group. Bending like, they is could like, bend, you know, right? A special thing you're born with. Yeah. It's not something you can learn. It's something okay.
That's where I went. Oh, no. Everything's gone. My cats don't look at my cats.
The water. Okay, so the Southern Water Tribe, where they're from, is basically like occupied territory. It's like occupied France. Anybody with any special skills was taken away by the Fire Nation. So if you were a waterbender, the Fire Nation had already come through there, captured or killed all the previous waterbenders to try and keep the water tribes subdued. They couldn't fight back. You've disarmed
all of them. That was their plan, I guess.
Yeah. So it's basically like occupied territory.
But since real quick, I missed this part, but like, I don't know if it's the whole show like that way, the same way, but who was the Avatar before Aang?
Roku.
And who's that?
He was the Avatar before Aang.
But I mean, he's dead? Like, he's
dead? Yeah, he's dead. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's the... Aang is the reincarnation of Roku, and that the avatars are always reincarnations. So once one avatar dies, they get reincarnated.
But it always goes in a cycle to the next element.
But so Roku just died
kind of like the Dalai Lama.
He died recently?
Well, he died over 100 years ago.
That's where I get mixed up. Like, you know, I thought there was always an avatar. It's not like
is always an avatar.
But he died 100 years ago.
Yeah,
Roku
but
Roku died. Aang was born. And then Aang got trapped in ice for 100 years.
Oh, I completely missed that from the show. Like,
you need to watch the cartoon.
I watched the show yesterday, and, you know, Aang is trapped in ice, but then they found him. I thought that was, like, within days, you know? I didn't know it was 100
years. Well, he thought it was within days, too. So it was, like, a huge shock to him when they find out that, you know, he had been in that ice for 100 years.
Yeah.
See, so now
how
I'm
did
even
you
more.
Miss that?
I didn't see the little thing where it says 100 years later. They didn't do that to me, man. I need that.
100 years later.
I mean, they kind of spelled it out.
I don't know if I'm watching. Because, yeah.
That, so were you paying attention?
I was.
Were you sober? that pause there is a little revealing, mister.
Well, you know what? I'm trying to be accurate here. Well, talking about. Exploding kittens.
Okay.
We're gonna play a little card game called Exploding Kittens while we talk about Iceland. So
you my battleship.
Well, real quick, let me read the
summarize them to the best of your abilities.
How it works: you'll have a deck of cards containing some exploding kittens. You play the game by putting the deck face down and taking turns drawing cards until someone draws an exploding kitten. When that happens, that person explodes. They are now dead and out of the game.
Oh.
This process continues till there's only one player left who wins the game. So basically, if you explode, you lose. And you're full of incendiary loser sadness. Or sad sauce, sorry.
Sad sauce.
Incendiary loser sad sauce. Sorry, if you don't explode, you win. And you are full of greatness. Good job, buddy. All the other cards will lessen your chances of getting exploded by the exploding kittens.
I think I read like the way your turn ends is when you draw a card, right? Something like that.
I'll get to that in a minute. So I set up already. All right, taking your turn. Play a card from your hand by placing it face up on top of the discard pile, and following the instructions that are on the card. Or play no cards at all. That's cool too.
That's cool.
So you have a draw pile, and we're going to have a discard pile right here.
Okay.
Cards with no instructions. Some cards have instructions on them. These cards must be collected and played as pairs. if you play matching pairs and no instructions on them, pick another player to steal a random card from their hand. Yeah? Detective Peach, yes.
Okay, so the ones that do not have instructions, you play them as a pair.
Right. And then if you don't have a pair, then you can select a card from someone else's hand.
Oh, select okay. It? So you like legit, like give me that card?
So I can just throw, so if it's my turn, I have a card with no instructions on it, I throw it down, I just steal one of Tony's cards?
If you play matching pairs.
We have to play a pair though, like if you don't have a pair.
It says if you play matching pairs with no instructions on them, pick another player and steal their card.
Oh, okay.
So there, it's basically a steal card, but you have to play them as a pair.
Ah, okay.
But that's what I don't get. Like, how do you steal it, though? You know what I mean?
He's like, that one. Yeah. Like, you, hold out your cards. Yoink.
Yeah, oh, okay. Basically. After you follow the instructions on a card or play a pair, you can play more cards. You can play as many cards as you like. Finally, end your turn by drawing a card from the top of the draw pile into your hand and hoping it's not an exploding kitten. This is different from most games in which you end your turn by drawing a card.
Yeah, see, that's the one thing I remember from the instructions.
Play continues clockwise around the table. It says to pick a player to go first. Some example criteria: most impressive beard, most intimidating odor, or shortest spleen.
I nominate you because you just read the instructions, so I'm just going to model my turn off of your
turn. Well, no, we'll go with the youngest one, so Mark.
And there are little descriptions of the cards and what you're supposed to do with them, but we can
as we go
look at those as we go. So
so we'll go with Mark since he's the baby of the group.
Yeah. Okay.
Before we start,
so play also, a card from your hand by placing it face up on the discard pile.
Okay.
Real quick, let me give you guys a quick Iceland fact.
Okay.
The settlement of Iceland began in the year 874 after the death of Christ, when a Viking chieftain from Norway, Ingolfur Arnarson.
Sorry, but that was funny.
Yeah, I thought so. Became the island's first permanent settler. More Norwegians, some Scandinavians as well, followed through the centuries. That's pretty cool. The guy just was trying to mind his own business there, but like, let's follow Ingolfur. In the middle is his name, Golf. I like that. We'll get to the flag of Iceland. Why not? Five quick facts. Except for a brief interruption from 1799 through 1844, Iceland's independent commonwealth has been governed by the Althingi. Oh, it's cool. It got thing in the middle. Man, I like Iceland a lot now. Althingi parliament since 930. The world's oldest extant parliamentary institution. Iceland is the oldest democracy in the world. Well, how about that?
Go them.
Well, thinking about Roman Empire, well, they ain't nothing.
Iceland's the Roman Empire did last 2,000 years.
But, like, democracy, right? Like, they democratic? No. Oh, my bad.
Nope.
Well, that goes my history.
They transitioned from a kingdom to an empire to a republic.
Oh, republic. That's
what. Let's see. Kingdom, republic, empire, republic, kingdom.
Oh, that makes sense. That's a small flag they could use. This is kind of neat because they're always kind of linked together as far as I'm aware. But Greenland was colonized by people from Iceland in 986.
Wow.
That's pretty neat, man. These are good facts.
Learning a lot about Iceland today.
So much for that one listener we got. He better like appreciate our effort for this bastard. I wonder if his name was Ingolfur. Iceland acceded, what is that? Instead of seceded, they acceded to Norwegian rule after a period of civil strife in the 13th century. In later centuries, it was under Denmark's rule. And finally, for now, during the final quarter of the 18th century, approximately 20-25% of the population of Iceland immigrated to the United States and Canada because of famine in the country.
Wow.
Wow, that was a lot of good facts. Let's go explode some cats. Remember how, so like Omurashi, because it's like this relief you get from, you know, emptying your full bladder.
Yeah.
So, and that got a lot of attention for some reason. So I think a lot of pervs out there were trying to Google it. Well, I'm hoping. Well, that's kind of what I'm hoping, you know, by doing this.
We're going to call it professional help.
Well, we're going to call this Exploding Kittens in Iceland. So hopefully somebody gets like, what? And then they stumble across a little game.
So Mark, real quick, in each of us in our deck has a defuse card. It's the green one with a little pair of.
Did you do clippers. That on purpose?
It's in the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, so you gave us one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was randomized. I was
kidding. Yeah, I'm letting you know that this is what those cards are for.
Okay,
yeah.
So if I draw, at the end of my turn, if I draw a card and it's an exploding kitten, can I play my diffuse card?
Well, let me read this first and then I'll tell you.
Please explain.
These are the only cards that can save you from exploding kittens. If you play a diffuse card after drawing an exploding kitten, instead of getting exploded, you get to reinsert the kitten back into the draw pile anywhere you'd like.
Wow.
Try to get as many diffuse cards as possible. So there's one in your hand, there's a few more in the deck.
Uh-huh. Okay. The only thing I'm confused about is the whole pairing up, but we'll get to that. So
yeah.
All right, Mark, you can start us off.
Okay.
All right.
So I will play the Unicorn Empanada, or Enchilada, and use See the Future. Feast upon Unicorn Enchilada and gain its enchilada powers.
So you get to look at the top three privately cards in the deck.
Yeah. One.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, and put them back in the same order. In the same order.
Oh, it's only for, so he could decide if he wants to draw or let
he gets to decide if he wants to continue playing cards or if he wants to end his turn.
Man, that's kind of like sneaky. He's like, I can see what's, see the future.
So then I will end my turn.
I can see the future.
I did think about that from Dragon Ball. All right, so then I have ended my turn. Okay. I have drawn.
Then I guess I'll go next.
So, like, okay, let's see. In one of our hands right now, we have an exploding kitten. Like, we could play that?
No.
No, because no one has an exploding kitten.
Oh, okay, right okay. Now. That's what
when you
they say to insert the number of exploding kitten cards into the deck as less than, you know, the people. So there are two, for the three of us, there are two exploding kittens in the deck.
Oh, man.
And you draw them randomly.
That's even scary.
Once you draw it randomly.
Yeah.
You're out.
Oh,
and last man standing. Diffuse
card. Okay. So now you could play any card, right? There's not like a specific one you have to play.
Right.
Yeah, except for, you know, the things that don't have instructions, in which case you have to play in pairs.
Okay. Now I'm looking at instructions. Now I see one. I actually got a really good one for, my turn. I'll play it. Cause it's very appropriate to our pre-show.
Say it. Attack cards, end your turns without drawing, and force the next player to take two turns in a row. The victim of this card takes a turn as normal, then their first turn is over. Their turn again.
But it's neat because it's like there's only two cards in the entire pile, you know. So it's like it's talk about Russian roulette, man.
It's like I got a really bad hand, so I'm trying to
see what you can do.
See what I can do, yeah. Well, then I guess I'll play an attack card because that's all I got.
Well, that's very nice of you.
So in my turn without drawing a card, and force the next player to take two turns.
Uh-huh. Well, you read that one specifically. So
fire the crab a pult. I love that.
So the victim of this card takes a turn as normal. Then when their first turn is over, it's their turn again. So you have to play something, draw your card to end your turn, and then do the same thing over again. Yeah.
Do you always have to play a card, or can you just be like, well, I have nothing, so just draw a card?
No. You have to play a card.
You have to play a card. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play a pair of Taco Cat. It's kind of neat. It's a palindrome. Taco Cat.
It is a palindrome.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
It's so.
So you get to choose a card from somebody else.
Yep.
Oh, because we pay a pair.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, you know, I'm going to take one of Bess, and she murderized me. Let me take this one.
It may have been a bit, you know, have been a blessing.
Well, she's got nothing but attack cards.
I told you.
Oh, you did?
Well, I mean, actually, that might be a good thing, because this is a game where you're supposed to kind of
screw the other person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and that's kind of, I guess, where I'm trying to get
malicious.
Trying to get to the crux of it. So it's still my first turn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until I take a card to end my first turn. Well, this is bullshit. Okay.
Was it an exploding kitten?
That's another Taco Cat.
It's okay. You'll like the next one, too.
Well, I like this one because we were talking about it. Well, not anymore, because shuffle the draw pile.
Ah, damn.
A plague of bat farts descends from the sky.
God, cat farts.
No, bat farts.
Bat farts.
It's So you ever smelled guano, bat guano? So
I can honestly say I don't think I have.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever tasted it? Because sometimes they make coffee out of it.
I can honestly say I don't think I have.
I will unfriend anybody who gives me bat guano coffee. That's all I'm saying.
Give me a minute.
Let me order me some bat guano. So now, let me see. So I shuffled it. So I could play a pair if I have.
If you want to.
You know what? Let's keep this mean train going. I'm going to give Mark an attack card, so I'm not going to draw one, and he has to take two turns.
Okay.
Well, before we start the cycle again, you want to read some more facts?
Oh, yeah. I was getting into the game.
You're getting into the game.
Wow, this game goes quick. All right, number six. Oh, yeah, like every round, huh, we'll do like a thing. Iceland became independent in 1918, so barely celebrated 100 years independence. Wow. And founded, I thought I said Ireland, one letter off, founded the Republic of Iceland in 1944. Relying on subsistence, agriculture, and fishing, the country was among one of the poorest in Europe. Okay, maybe don't blow out that fact that we were one of the poorest in Europe. Come on, man.
Well, they're not anymore, though.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Okay. But Europe is a powerhouse as well, so.
Yeah.
Following World War II, Marshall Plan assistance and industrialization of the fisheries brought prosperity to Iceland. It became one of the most developed and wealthiest nations in the world and remains so today.
There you go. Because that's where they're going. It's like where it started, how it's going.
How it's going, yeah. Well, I guess I'm glad I didn't just read that fact and then we move on because it's like, they're poor. Let's go. Joining the European Economic Area in 1994, further diversified the nation's economy into manufacturing, finance, and biotechnology, and continued its prosperity. Just south of the Arctic Circle, Iceland is considered to be part of Europe for political, historical, cultural, and practical reasons. The population of the country reached 300,000 in 2006.
Man, that's it?
We got like twice as many in Fresno. What the hell is that?
Right?
Or at least.
What's the population?
300,000?
Wow.
We're a couple million, I think.
Let's move there, man.
Yeah.
Nobody there.
I'm going to Iceland.
No, that's just slightly smaller than Fresno. Fresno's about 500.
Really? Yeah. That seems way
too low. So the whole population of the country is less than what they're we have here
out.
In
Fresno. Yeah, because they're spread out. Just like
so Montana. That's so the per capita is probably pretty sparse. It's probably pretty rural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is good by me because I want that's rural neighbors. Yeah. And finally, for right now, the world's first democratically directly elected female president was an Icelander. Vigdís Finnbogadóttir, well, I don't know how many syllables, was elected in 1980. Jóhanna Sigurðardóttir became Iceland's first female prime minister in 2009 and also the first openly lesbian head of government in the world.
So there you go, America. You're not so clever. Iceland's been doing it for 30 years.
Get with the program, people.
Now instead we got Brandon.
Anyway,
back to cats.
So Mark, you have to take two turns.
I have to take two turns. Okay, so
this is kind of funny.
Okay, I'm gonna play this one, and sorry Beth, but I have to do this to you because I know what kind of card Tony would give me. So this is get enslaved by party squirrels, and you have to give me one card of your choosing. So I gave that to you because I know if I get that to Tony, he'd just give me another taco cat.
Because I have it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either that or a hairy potato cat. I mean, you can...
I only have three cards, just so you know.
You still have to draw. Like, that's kind of thing. The only way to win is, like, when the other two people explode it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I guess when I run out of cards, I have to draw some more or something?
Or we could attack you at any time. Mm-hmm. Again, I have a hairy potato cat or a taco cat, so... Your choose.
Well, then I'll give you this one, which is about par with the taco cat.
I'm a palindrome.
Okay, and then I will...
Draw the card.
Okay, and then...
And then do it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I can play this pair. I have a pair of Rainbow Ralphing Cat.
You're welcome.
Take one of Tony's cards. So hold him up, sucker.
Wait, how can you take one of my cards?
Could you play a pair?
Oh, that's what I always forget.
Yeah, so hold them up. Let me
shuffle. Shuffle you got three cards, too. Now I only have two, so.
Dun, dun, dun. Would I put my best card in the middle? Mm-hmm. Are you looking at the reflection?
No, I was looking through the shadows. I ended up with a potato cat.
Potato cat.
You should have taken the taco cat.
Dang it.
Seriously, going with the taco cat.
And so then I draw this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part I keep forgetting, though. You have a pair so you could take someone. Wait, okay, so if you put a pair, you could take anybody's card?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, anybody. Because I was like, I'm not next in line. How many cards you got, Beth?
Just got two.
Oh, we're insane.
I'm sitting over here like, you know,
yeah, Monopoly. You got a full house. Yeah. You got a straight flush.
Just a second. I'm reading the instructions.
He's trying to do something dastardly, it seems like.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what I can do with the two cards I have left.
Well, I think probably just draw, right?
Be patient, Pony. This affects you, too.
Yeah. Come on, Taco Cat.
Yes, I'll just play this one, which is a nope card, which stops everything, but there's nothing happening, so...
Oh, I see. So, like, if something's going on, you could just, like, stop it.
You can stop any action except for Exploding Kitten or Defuse card.
What?
Oh, okay. So, if, like, somebody attacks you and you don't want to be attacked, you can put one of those.
Get off me, man.
But it was either that or my Defuse card, and I wasn't getting rid of that.
Yeah, I keep trying to keep
it. So, in theory, you could have actually stopped me from taking Tony's card.
I could have.
But what's the fun in that? Yeah.
I should have stopped you from taking my card.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. So you're done,
Beth? I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay, so I can't do nothing, so all I can do is draw a card.
No, you have to play one.
But all I have is the one. Because that's what Beth did, right? Oh, no, she
no, had to I played my nope card,
That's why I asked earlier. It's like, do you have to give up a card?
Taco Cat.
So
I can't steal nobody's, but I have to grab one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my turn is ended.
Okay.
Oh, these cards are fun.
So I will play. So it is my turn. I will deploy the special ops bunnies.
Ooh!
What are the special ops bunnies?
I get to see the top three cards of the deck again.
What the? Was that the same card last time, or was it a different?
No, it was Yeah. What the hell was it? Something.
Yeah, it wasn't.
See the future. Yeah.
It was a see the future. It was a enchilada unicorn.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Whoops.
That's cool. They make a different. Did you get a secret view? Oh, we're gonna have to. So while Mark's looking at those, let's give two geographies. They're all like broken in the same order.
Yeah.
Geography. Iceland was the first land in Europe to be settled and populated. It is the youngest country in the world in terms of landform. How does that make sense? Oh, the last land. My bad.
And I will draw.
Iceland is the 18th largest island in the world and Europe's second largest island after Great Britain. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm one of those that I like geography facts, even though nobody else does. I think it's neat, like the terrain. I like visiting nature. Basically, anything like that geography. Doesn't have humans. Yeah.
I like knowing where things are.
I like to know to not get lost.
All right, so it's my turn.
Yes.
I'm going to play a See the Future card.
Ah. I can see the future.
With these eyes, I see all things regardless of space or time. Time is but a vessel for blood-soaked rainbows. Damn.
Yeah.
I like the psychopaths that wrote these. Willing to bet that they probably mantis did explore kittens. Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
The mantis shrimp.
Okay.
Zorak.
And you're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
How many cards you got?
Two.
I don't know why I keep going. I'm going to use a shuffle. A transdimensional litter box materializes. The little cat says, when I go poo into the wormhole of 1,000 possibilities, it will break the known universe. Also, it will probably smell like poo. Well, you can't argue with those facts. All right, so shuffle.
So you're seeing the future is only helpful if...
Nobody shuffles right after you?
Or if... there's an exploding cat, like, and you know you're gonna have to draw it next. You can play your defuse card or something like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. To prepare.
Or play a card to where you don't draw, but you like an attack card. You don't have to draw, and you put it on the next person. So basically, you're scoring the next.
So you can do multiple attack cards in one in a round
if you want to.
Without drawing a card.
Oh okay.
Well, that doesn't bode well for Beth since she's the one after Mark. So I could play all five of my attack cards. Still. And I'm good.
You're good?
No, okay. I'm good.
No, actually you can't because your turn ends once you play an attack card.
Oh, okay. It isn't like those annoying Uno where they stack eight of those collect fours or something. Mm. Which I heard is illegal.
I'm just going to ditch. I'm gonna throw this one in there.
Oh, I'm gonna throw that away.
Yep. Bye, bye, Taco Cat.
I'm a palindrome. That's yeah, cute.
Little Ralph, yeah, little Ralphism.
Okay.
You promised this attack, and then we got nothing. You promised a multi-level attack, and we didn't even get one. He's trying to save all his 8-5 cards.
Oh, if this was Uno, all the draw five.
Yeah. Yeah, just slap it.
That is a game that could end people.
Well, I'm going to play my other nope card. It's Nope Stradamus speaks the truth. All signs point to nope.
Nope Stradamus. I'd totally be that kind of a seer.
God damn it.
I just tell everybody.
I'm out. I exploded.
Where's the diffuse card?
Oh, yeah, huh? I got a diffuse card.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, yeah.
Okay. Defeat card.
So
now I got no cards.
Well, I think you have to draw one though, right?
Yeah. Okay, I'll draw one. Oh, that's helpful.
Oh, so after, okay, you got a diffuse cat and we leave it there?
I guess so.
Until we get to the end of the stack?
Yeah, right? Because you don't, oh no, wait, you put it back.
Yeah, so see, I was going to, it seemed
like.
Put
the cat back in the deck.
Put the cat back in the deck somewhere randomly.
Wherever you choose.
What is your diffuse card saying?
Cat therapy.
Okay, there we go.
Via cat kitten therapy, you've diffused the bomb. Nice. Good? Well, good. Just show him a card like an idiot. All right.
Yeah, defuse. Put your last strong card into the deck. Okay, there you go. I'm still in the game. I haven't exploded yet.
Yay!
See, I would like to collect more cards, but I'm just going to skip. Not taking a card at all.
Okay. Mark,
engage the hyper goat.
Okay.
Engage the hyper goat.
Yeah, this is.
That's funny.
Number 13, Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland, is the northernmost national capital in the world. Approximately 60% of the country's population lives there. East Iceland has the country's largest forests, lush farmlands, and many natural harbors with fishing villages. The south coast is home to some of the nation's most visited tourist attractions, including the Golden Circle. Dettifoss Waterfall is the most powerful waterfall in Europe. Ooh. All right, go ahead.
I will just see the future.
Man, how many of these cards are there?
There's five. What? I think we've played all five.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mark's got three or four of them. Or
I had one, so.
Fortune telling. Ask me questions. I can see the future because I'm a magic goat. That is why my beard is so exceptional. The all-seeing goat wizard. Right. By the looks of that goat, he's seen some stuff for sure.
I can see the future.
You took a card?
I took a card.
Oh, okay.
I'm just like seeing if there's anything in here. Like, if you have no cards left, it's like, what are you supposed to do?
Do you just like draw four random cards?
That's why I think you just draw the one.
It doesn't say, so I guess we can make up that rule on our own.
Or do like the war 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, there's special combos too.
Yeah, two of a kind, three of a kind.
Oh, we're not going to get that advanced. Yeah. We're just trying to get through the basics.
For here. Advanced play, yeah. Let's leave that for another time.
Okay.
Well, see, on the next one, well, I guess I only have the diffuse card, and so I can't play that one.
See, that's the boat I'm in right now, too.
Oh.
So we can make up our own rule, I guess, that...
Since it's three players, you grab three cards. There you go. Because, see, now, since you already used the diffuse, if you use the three, then you're going to be... You know, if you get the exploding kitten, you're out, right?
Yeah.
Unless you draw another defuse card.
True that. What? I guess that'll be.
So, I guess I'll just take three cards and end my turn. I don't know. Or do we take three cards and have to play something?
Yeah, because then if you don't have nothing to play, we'll do another three. So
I think just take three cards.
Okay.
And end the turn, yeah, because that's, you know, taking the card is the turn. So we'll
it's like, you know what the top three cards are.
Nothing dangerous.
Okay. So that's it.
Beth, okay, yeah.
All right, so now, again, I can't play it, so I'm going to pull three cards. Now we're almost in Mark territory. okie dokie.
Sorry, these cards are hilarious.
Yeah, they are. Cool. Like the various cat-themed things. Okay, so it's my turn now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to take a hairy potato cat pair of them. And Tony, give me a card.
Oh, I get to choose?
Hold them up, sucker.
Oh, hold on.
shuffling all four of his cards.
It's one more than last time. Trying to hide behind it.
Trying to hide your taco cats?
Why would I? I'm trying to get rid of those.
Well, then play them.
You're like,
damn it.
Yes.
Is it a taco cat?
No. No. It's like the best card, I guess.
That'll Mark, I can see your cards.
Oh, sorry.
I can see your doodle. All right, let's go.
Yeah. Well, Mark needs to end his turn.
Oh, I need to, draw. Cool.
Hope you had an exploding cat.
Nope.
Okay, so it's my turn. I'll play Shuffle the Deck. It's Abercrab Lincoln.
I was going to say, it looks like Lincoln. For sure, and shellfish years ago, I will heal these cards as I healed a nation. That's what it says. Abercrab Lincoln. Man, I keep wondering, like, how high were these people? And then they get higher.
That's why I was laughing. These cards are funny.
I feel like as we're getting the groove of it, it's going better.
Yeah.
But that whole, like, when you're out of cards,
It's iffy. Up All right, to, so Tony's turn.
Up oh, to nine when any two decks are combined. Wow. Okay, so. Justin. I'll just play good old Beard Cat and then end my turn.
Beard Cat.
Yeah, what is that?
It's a cat on his chin. Looks like a beard.
Yep.
All right.
And, yeah, that's his tail. Yep. That's his size.
I'm just going to drive Tony nuts, but you know, there's another Beard Cat. I had the one you needed.
Well, actually, I drew the one I needed to. I was just like, annoying. Stupid Beard Cat.
So you just finished your turn?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have a pair of Cattermelons.
Ooh.
So I will steal from Mark because he's got the most.
Hack Thoop? Oh, he's spitting out the watermelon. Okay, I got that.
Cool. Nice. That was a good card, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so you drew one or you don't draw one?
I draw one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And I will ask Beth for a favor. Ask for a back hair shampoo. One player must give you a card of their choice. Look at the picture, dude. The picture made me laugh. He's washing his back hair. Gross. Nothing to do with cats, man.
Nope, that's just gross.
Yeah.
So I get to choose the card I give you?
Yep.
There you go.
All right. That is actually a pretty cool looking card. And then I'm draw one. Oh, exploding kitten.
But do you have
a diffuse?
Diffuse.
Nope.
So I have to stay exploding.
You're done.
Damn. All I have to show for is a beard cat and a rainbow Ralphing cat. So what are my cards go back in
the discard.
So sad.
Okay.
So now it's just Beth and I.
Damn.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, do you want to do some more facts before we get into this showdown?
Yeah. Well, I guess while you guys are doing it, I could read another one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, it's your turn.
Ooh, geysers. And this is going to be a fun one to pronounce. West Iceland is one of the island's most geologically diverse regions with one of the greatest concentration of geysers in the world, as well as the famous Snæfellsjökull Glacier. That is a lot of
That sounds like a lot of continents.
It's a lot of vowels, man. You got an A-E-E-O with the umlauts and then cool. I like the cool.
I'll play my Ralphing cat.
Oh, now you're going to want to use the Ralph and Cat.
Defuse.
Damn, you pulled the exploding one again? Yeah. Oh, did you put mines back in there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, we didn't because you're out.
Forgot it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So now there's only one. Oh. The West Fjords in the uninhabited northwest corner of the country are preserved as a relatively unspoiled wilderness. See, that's where I like. They got lava fields. Okay. Ooh, they have the whale-watching capital of the world.
Judging from the card I have, I'm going to have to draw some more cards because it says end your turn without drawing a card. So I would have no cards left. So I'm just going to draw three cards.
They should like their geological fact. Iceland has many geysers.
And then you take your turn.
Okay.
The economy. That's what I want to know. I want to know if I can move there soon. So we'll talk about the economy.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I'm going to play a skip.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, well, so you're going to play again, but I thought you were skipping Beth.
Yeah. What, what's on it? It looks like a tauntaun.
Commander Bunny Raptor.
I was about to say, it looks like a tauntaun.
Commandeer a Bunny Raptor.
Bunny Raptor.
Jeez, that looks horrible.
That is some nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
It's a bunny rabbit, the size and shape of a Velociraptor, and he's trying, and a guy, a goofy looking guy riding it. Yeah, that is basically a tauntaun with giant teeth.
Yeah, it looks horrible. Yeah, with the teeth.
Ears instead of horns, yeah.
What teeth and claws, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, what's the Velociraptor, obviously. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Well, I'll play my hairy potato cat.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess that's the sort of difference, right? If you're only playing the one card, you can't steal a card. So when you have the pair.
Right.
That's kind of, I was thinking,
this like, is kind of point? Like, you got nothing to play, see, so the, just play it.
Now the tables have turned. I've got three cards.
I only have four, so.
It's one more. There's four more than I got, Beth.
Which one of these am I going to sacrifice?
Exactly. Like, which is going to do the, which is the least helpful of the.
I don't know. Her potato cat's pretty useless on its own.
It is. The attack cards are pretty much useless. I think we're like almost out of attack cards.
So, nope. What's it say?
Feed your opponent a nope sandwich with extra nope sauce.
Poor guy. He looks like he's going to blow up. Iceland was ranked as the 13th most developed country in the world in 2013. Hopefully it's better now. Commercial whaling, people don't like commercial whaling. They also do that, but Iceland makes more money from whale watching tours than the whaling industry. Now that's pretty
cool. Well, whaling industry are killing the whales, not offering tours. That's why.
That's pretty true.
Play my beard cat.
How many? There's not that many variety of the cat cards, you know?
Mm-mm.
There's only like four.
I love how, look at the guy's eyes. They're all just like.
Looks like something out of Invader Zim.
They do. They do.
But it definitely looks like it's against his will that they put that cat on his beard.
No, he is completely out of his mind, and that cat is part of him now.
Yeah. Or the cat controls him.
Like, if you tried to take the cat, he would definitely, like, murder you. Okay. I'm going to play this one. I shouldn't have done that.
You can't, yeah. Well, yeah. Once we reach the end, I think you shuffle them back.
But no, you don't, because there's a by the time you end the deck, there are only
there's
be
just
one
nothing
person
but
left.
Cats. Yeah. Well, nothing say, exploding
there's
cats.
One,
yeah,
there's one.
In which case, I will play this one, which ends my turn and forces you to take two.
Damn.
It's the attack. See, awaken the Barrowdactyl.
Barrowdactyl.
Bear/pterodactyl. That's a terrifying
These
prospect.
Guys are
gone. It's like not everything's like cat themed.
Flying bear, man.
I like the horrified people running. That's a good one.
I mean, that is horrifying. Giant leathery wings. Bears will, and bears are huge.
Yeah, as is.
I don't care how cuddly they look in the Coca-Cola commercials. Bears are huge, and they will eat you.
Well, polar bears specifically are like all one right, of
so
the most
I have
vicious.
To
take two turns.
The one Take place you turns. Definitely don't want to see a bear is in the air coming at you. That's
right.
Yeah. It's bad enough in the forest, all but right. Like, dude.
So, I guess I'll have to play this one. Lose one, my defuse card that I've had since the beginning of the game.
Wait,
draw
you,
this.
You drew the two cards?
No, I gave him an attack card. He has to take two turns.
Oh, I thought he had to draw two cards.
And then play this one.
Oh my God!
Deploy the thousand year back hair, which. Does what? Now she has to take two turn.
Force the next player to take two turns. That one's worse than the washing one.
So since I have to play something, I don't think this card applies, but I'll play my skip card and take one turn.
Oh, so instead of drawing twice, you only have to draw once?
Mm-hmm.
See, I only have one card now.
If you want, you could draw three cards, but we're getting to the end of the deck.
There's only four cards, so it's pretty dicey.
Yeah, there's only four cards, and I know those are cats.
Oh, no, there's five cards.
No,
there's four.
No, there's one. Like,
is there?
Yeah,
there's
right
five.
There. Yeah.
And one of them is a cat.
What? At least?
Just one.
Just no. One exploding cat?
Yeah. Because there was only two in the deck to begin with. So I have one more. But considering your card situation, I won't play that one, so I'll play this one.
When
so my two turns are over.
Win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Nobel Peace Prize.
All right. I'm feeling fairly confident, so I'm going to take these three cards.
Damn.
Hopefully I don't have more than one. Okay, so there's the Exploding Kitten, but I'm going to play my other Defuse.
Yeah, the one you stole from me. I remember that. Yeah. I remember the guy yoga. What was it called?
Cat yoga.
Cat yoga.
So kitten yoga.
Put the
Exploding Cat back in the deck for all it's worth.
Shuffle those two cards.
So I'm just going to shuffle them real good here, and then, yeah.
Yeah, like you don't know which one's in.
Hey, we ended this like perfect time.
Okay, so that ends my turn, right? Or do I have to draw one?
You have to draw one.
Crap, which one was which?
Okay. That's kind of the whole point, yeah. Well, since, you know, you don't have to get the next one. You could get either one. It's up to you.
God damn it.
Oh, Beth wins.
I didn't have very good cards. I had a See the Future card, a Do Favor card, which I could have played on you, but I didn't because you only had one card.
What does that do, the favor?
Takes one of the cards.
Oh, takes the one card.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know what? Since Mark kicked me out, I'm glad he lost.
Well, that's how it is.
Huh? Well, what was the last card? Oh, it was a potato cat.
The mighty hairy potato cat survives. Well, that was, you know.
Well, that was a pretty good game.
I feel like we missed some of the rules, but I think overall it came out pretty good.
Yeah, we did pretty good.
How many exploding kittens are there?
We only had to make up one rule, so.
Was there five, I think?
There is so, four
yeah.
total, but you always have put the one in one less than the amount of players.
So 2 to 5 players, so yeah. It should be.
So because there's three of us playing, only two went to the deck.
Oh,
okay. Taking them out and taking out the defuse cards so you keep them separate.
So now we'll wrap
the
up.
Cat would try to eat TNT.
The Exploding Kittens in Iceland, which I haven't found the facts for yet. Maybe it's closer to 77. We're only going to get up to 30-something. The people of Iceland, we'll wrap this up.
Okay.
The Icelandic people are descended from the Norwegian Vikings founders and native Celtic populations of Scotland and Ireland, who were captured and brought as slaves to the island. Well, that's nice. Iceland is the most sparsely populated nation in Europe, with less than 3 inhabitants per square kilometer. Ah, it sounds like heaven, doesn't it?
3 inhabitants per... So that's the per capita. Is 3 the average?
Yeah.
Wow, so it's kind of like Canada. It's like everyone lives in the capital cities, and then there's just
nothing in between. Yeah.
Because, like, Canada actually has almost the same number of people as California, but a lot more land.
A lot of space, yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of that land is uninhabitable.
Pretty much, yeah.
Can't really post up shop over there.
Well, it's just everyone lives along the southern border of Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the United States' northern border, but...
Yeah, yeah. What is it? North America, or United States' hat, you know?
I think you mean North Montana. Hasn't been called Canada in years.
It hasn't been called Canada. The nation's official language, both spoken and written, is Icelandic, descended from Old Norse. It has changed so little that today's students can read books written hundreds of years ago. Danish and English are compulsory school subjects in school. The people of Iceland have a seriously strong work ethic, working some of the longest hours of any industrialized country in the world. They value independence and self-sufficiency. And finally, Iceland was one of the first countries in the world to legalize same-sex marriages. Equality between sexes is high, and income inequality is among the lowest in the world. Iceland is ranked in the top 3 countries for women to live in. Well, look at that.
I'm all for moving to Iceland, man.
Yeah.
Say, so, yeah, it's cold.
I will learn Icelandic.
I was fantasizing about it for years. You know what? I learned sign language. But now I'm booking my ticket because, yeah, it sounds even better than before.
The only problem is seasonal depression. Being that close to the Arctic Circle, you will lose track of the sun for a couple months, and then there is permanent daylight for a couple months.
Well, since I've had, you know, depression for years, I'm sure I'll fit right in.
Reverse it.
Yeah,
it might fix it.
Maybe that's what I miss. Like, maybe the sun's affecting me negatively. But that was the facts of Iceland. But it is seriously like I do want to. So if the one listener in Iceland wants to, you know,
marry you.
Well, I mean, I said, well, you know, it's same-sex marriages.
Yesterday, so, you can go all Tanya. You know,
I was gonna say if Tanya's, you know, but again, I was talking to my family yesterday about this. That, you know, should I go ahead with the sex change? I'm attracted to women. So, like, is that mean that, like, I'm still, like, I'm sorry, I'll be a lesbian? Like, is that, like, being dishonest? Was like, did you become a female just to chase females? Like, well, no. I just, you know, they just happen to I just look much better as a female than I do as a guy. What can I do, man?
And if you're not you know, messed up enough.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw this out there.
I don't got enough issues going on.
I'm just going to throw this out there, Beardly. There'd be a lot of shaving involved.
Waxing.
Yeah, wax on, yeah, wax off, man.
I have to go wax every month.
What was that in where they did it?
You got the you're starting your Al Borland beard there.
Well, maybe ladies like, you know, the lumberjack women, you know, Tanya.
Well, I mean, you know, if you go Tanya and you start chasing women, so you'd be a lesbian. There's one that's always Butch.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just beat the Butch.
The flannel t-shirt and the Doc Martens.
I just stare with my broad shoulders there. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be hard to put a sundress on these is what I'm saying.
But, you know, on the upside, you can, once you have the sex change, you could always go in all the women's Olympic championships and win.
Fucking destroy people at the weightlifting challenges.
It'll be just like Cartman when he did the Special Olympics. Like, we'll get embarrassed because, like, no, they train actually, all their lives. Yeah, they actually try for the, you know, I'm over here like, I'm a strong dude.
Yeah,
I can lift weights.
Could take them out, but they're actually really athletic, up. You know.
So Iceland, exploding cans in Iceland. I've had this game for a while, and like it's better than I thought.
I never read the front. It's like a card game for people who are into kittens and explosions and laser beams and sometimes goats.
Okay, you know what? We did not experience any laser beams, so I'm a little disappointed. It didn't live up to the hype of that extravagance, but maybe next time we'll try.
I like lasers.
There is one with laser beams, but we didn't play it. It was a defuse card. You know,
Oh, it did?
The laser pointer?
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't see that one.
The laser pointer.
Damn it. Well, it's a pretty cool game. I like it.
It was
fun. I have
one
at work, and I annoy my coworkers with it.
Hmm. Laser pointer?
Yeah.
Oh, do you work with cats, sir?
No, but
they're not as well.
Sometimes I wonder if we should get one for Lily. She would probably chase it around the living room. There are sometimes she likes to pretend to be a cat, and she gives me a little light and has me like shine it on the floor, and she tries to bat it. But
that's funny.
That's her just trying to pretend to be a cat.
Where'd she get that from? That's pretty
from
smart.
A cartoon.
Cartoons, man. They have the power to inspire us, but they have the power to corrupt us as well.
As long as she doesn't turn into a furry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
that's,
people are weird.
You know, it's kind of hard for kids when they see that and is like, now as an adult, you're like, is that like a furry or just an adult in a costume like, you know, Disneyland or something? You know, don't ask for autographs. That's my, if they're just, on the
liquor store. It depends on where you are. If you're in a theme park, it's a person in a costume.
It's pretty likely, yeah.
Pretty likely. If you're at a convention center, it's a furry.
If you're at a mall, if you happen to come across the hotel floor and there's nothing but people, you might want to go back down to whatever floor you're supposed to
find a different hotel.
Yeah, stay at a different hotel.
Say, there's people out there who, quote-unquote, identify as, like, cats and dogs. And I think if you identify as a domestic animal, you should be spayed or neutered.
Yeah, Bob Barker told us, you spay or neuter pets. No?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well,
because you shouldn't be breeding anyway.
Yep. But
next time we'll talk about, you know, furry.
And you also, I think you should also forfeit your right to own property because cats and dogs do not own property.
I don't know, man. Haven't
just
seen
their
those?
Owners.
Well,
just
haven't you heard owners. Of the old people that they leave their stuff to the animals?
Yeah, those people are crazy.
Those people are crazy, and the stuff does not actually go to the cats or the dog because they do not have the agency capable. They are not mentally capable of giving direction on like the ownership of a house or whatever. So that goes into a trust, and they have to name a custodian of the trust to act on behalf of Schnookums the cat.
See, based off like, you know, what I know of humans, like, I feel like animals have at least the same mental capacity as most people.
Yeah, but they don't talk.
I wish a lot of people would not either.
A cat would not know how to fill out a 1099 form.
It doesn't have thumbs. It can't hold a pencil.
Yeah.
They're all thumbs or they're non-thumbs.
So it couldn't. A cat or dog does not have the ability to sign a legal contract.
Haven't you seen when they do a little print? Yeah, that's legally binding. You know, just like if Cletus could put an X, a cat could put a little paw. Is all I'm saying. Who would you rather have as your landlord, Cletus or Muffy the cat? I don't know.
I guess Cletus.
By default, it's Cletus.
I mean, that's kind of a doomed situation. But yeah, it is. Cletus.
Muffy the cat takes ownership of it. It'll just wander off, and then some squatters will move in. So
yeah.
You're gonna have a
damned if you know.
Yeah.
Well, next time we'll do furries in Greenland or something. Maybe that'll get some good traction. But for now, Exploding Kittens in Iceland. This has been Tony Shava, your Drive As Alien with
Buff the Death.
Literally, she killed us. Oh, yeah. She killed us both, but she
watched us kill ourselves.
I won by default, yeah.
Well, that's kind of the way that game goes. You have to...
Beth the Death of Default.
Beth the Default Death? Beth the Default Death. Ooh, that's pretty cool. It's kind of... It sounds boring, but I mean, it's got death in there. You can't be...
Yeah.
Can't squirrels be. Are staring us down, too.
They win us for to finish the show.
So, Beth the Death and...
That's a lot of M's, man. That's like 18. Signing off.
Bye.